Welcome back to the Status Bro on 1190 AM. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Joined, as always, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew.
Good to see you, Tim T-Bro.
And you can also hear us on the iHeartRadio app or streaming online at iHeart.com. Also, this broadcast will be available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Player.fm. Now, I had a couple of things I wanted to dive into first off this week. Over the weekend, it was our Andrew and mine high school reunion.
Yes, it was.
Now, I attended. Andrew did not.
That's the case, yes.
Why? How do you feel about that? You feel bummed you didn't go?
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really glad I went, but I can't say that it was the event of the century by any means.
Oh, I'm curious. Hold on. Why didn't you go, AJ? You talked about on the show about going.
Well, yeah, but a couple weeks ago we discussed this. Like, I looked at the guest list. There was 40 people on it out of our graduating class of 625, and like half of those were people's dates that they were taking.
Well, for the record, there was a way better turnout than there was on there. It actually ended up being a lot of people there, but it was not the best night ever for me, considering I broke my rib right before I went. But didn't know that till later. I was sort of getting ready, and my mom took the bath mats. I got ready at my parents' house because it's right by where the event, where the venue was for the reunion.
Parents' house by high school, that makes sense.
Yeah. She had been cleaning the bathrooms and took the bath mats out, which I did not notice, and was running back into the bathroom because I'm getting ready like a crazy person, trying to get there as quickly as I can.
Yeah.
And didn't notice a puddle of water on the ground, so sprinting naked through the bathroom to go hang up my towel, I just sort of slipped and was rocketed forward towards the tub, where I doubled over and smacked my rib on the edge of the tub. So.
Really?
Yeah. It was good, though. It was not the penis-measuring agent I thought it would be.
No?
No. It was kind of a disaster, though, because it was a cash bar. And there was one bartender handling everybody. I mean, a lot of people wanted drinks. So getting a drink took a really long time, and 30 minutes in, the music cut out.
The music cut out?
Yeah, so you got no drinks, no music.
What was the point?
Kind of a disaster.
Yeah.
It was fun meeting, you know, seeing people I hadn't seen in a long time and mingling, and I enjoyed it.
What happened to the music? What did it just... Like, the DJ quit?
No, some douche who we went to high school with was complaining that the music wasn't loud enough and went back into the area of Circle R Ranch, which was the venue, and cranked the music up, and it burned out their, like, circuits. They couldn't manage that level of volume, so it ruined it. It fried it.
See, that strikes me as exactly what the type of people who would go to a 10-year reunion would do. So that's why I'm not sorry.
For the most part, it was good. I hung out a lot with Dana and his wife.
See, but you could do that anytime. Like, what's the point of going to the reunion?
How often do you see Gaynor?
I don't know, but I actually, I'm pretty sure I saw his wife on, like, Friday night at T's, and she had no idea who I was. So.
Oh, well.
I kind of chuckled to myself.
She works at Tailgaters now. Oh, well. It's a place in Edison. It's actually nearby here. It's a really great place. It's at Midway and Beltland. They have really cheap beers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They do food?
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. Anyway, moving forward... I know that Andrew is a big proponent of Tinder. Have you been using that recently, Andrew?
No, man, I don't think I really want to do that segment anymore.
What?
I don't like talking about it.
I only segued into it because... Just roll with me, Andrew. I only segued into it because I have a Tinder subject.
Okay, well, what you got?
Well, you didn't hook up with anyone from Tinder recently? Now I'm curious.
I got a couple irons in the fire.
You're not still dating the one girl?
No. I said I was going to win that battle, and I guess I did.
So. All right, well, let's move on. Aside, I'm a big fan of the Chive. Any of you guys like that?
Yeah, it's all right.
What, you don't like it, Andrew?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, I thought you said no, you didn't like it.
I see people wearing those shirts and I have zero interest in learning, like, what it is or what it's used
for. Okay, forget
for.
Andrew. He literally likes to disagree with everything I say.
And I honestly, what is the Chive?
For
tell
every
me.
Yin, you're the yang. The Chive is a site where they post a lot of just funny pictures, articles, things about girls, stuff like that.
It's basically Instagram and Reddit.
No, it is. It's nothing like either of those.
All right,
and no,
I don't
fan
use either
of
one of those either.
That.
So maybe I'm wrong.
All right, thank you, Andrew, for stomping all over that.
You're welcome.
Next, I would like to have some. They had a good thing of worst Tinder one-liners.
Worst Tinder, like pickup lines?
Yeah, guys who try to pick up girls on Tinder.
Oh, right, because the guys respond. Because typically the guys respond.
Well, I mean, come on, Tinder is a feeding ground for this type of guy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's harvest time for creeps out there who get on Tinder.
The guys that swipe right on every chick, no matter what.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, and they hit him with the pickup line.
It's funny, if you did that, you'd just end up with a lot of hooker matches.
Yeah, you're probably... Well, I mean, maybe those are those kind
of
guys.
I thought a lot of these were funny, though.
Yeah. All right, shoot, hit me with one.
All right, this guy says, "Damn, if only you were, like, at least 20. The girl replies, "Why?" He says, "Because I'm 29. You're too young. But I want to have coffee with you at 4:53 on Tuesday." Not only does he invite her out for coffee, but he gets a specific time that he wants to go for coffee.
It's like 4:53 doesn't work for me. What about 4:54?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're a minute too late. All right, this guy, Eric, this guy obviously thinks he has a genius line here. Tell me what you boys think. Is your name studying for finals? Because I'm not doing you, but I should be.
That is pretty clever, actually.
As asinine as it is, it is a little bit funny.
Yeah, that's incredibly mature, but also very funny.
I'd almost guarantee you the guy still didn't get laid.
Yeah, no way that worked.
Yeah, no way. All right, this guy's name is Brian. I love the ones where the names aren't, like, blurred out. Like, it just straight up says their names.
Yeah, like, what do they have to hide, you know?
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? She says, 8, most likely. And he says, 10 tickles. She says, why 10? This guy says, tentacles, you effing mother effing stupid piece of S.
It sounds like that whole setup was just so we could deliver
just
that
so we
vicious
could drop
like
a line.
Cut down at the end.
He was hoping that that would end up on a site like this and that people would be snickering over it.
That's a job well done, sir.
Yeah, I'm chuckling.
My hat is off to you.
Let me have a drink real quick. Now, this guy's name is Julian.
Julian.
Mm-hmm. And I love it. It gives you an impression before you even read the text of what kind of guy this is because it has his picture or whatever his default picture is. And as you can tell, Zach, it's a selfie of him looking in the mirror with, like, ripped abs and making
I can't even see his face.
A bodybuilder pose.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what Julian has to say. Hey, Chelsea. She says, hey. How are you? She says, good. You? He says, I'm all right. I want to do something to your face. I'm not going to specify, but I think you guys can get the broad strokes there.
Yeah.
That sounds like something like, you know, he's with his friends at a bar and he's like, watch what I'm going to say to this girl or something like that. Like,
okay.
Would you really expect anything good to come of that?
She says, thanks. And he says, would you let me? And she says, no, I don't really need a facial at the moment. My skin's pretty soft. Pretty clever response.
Yeah, kudos to the chick.
I do believe, though, there are guys out there who will legitimately throw this stuff out just for feelers, thinking that maybe they come across, like, they automatically assume that because they're on Tinder, these girls must be freaks.
Oh yeah, no. It's like the monkeys typing Shakespeare. Like eventually it will work.
Will it?
I
don't think so. I don't think there's any girl who is so easy that you can just drop something like that. I think it's the equivalent of like
you don't think there's a girl who's just looking for really freaky, indiscriminate, random sex.
Maybe so, but I still think a line like that is the opener.
I agree.
It's just not going to work.
I still think she would prefer a different way you go about it.
Yeah,
I like to think that it would work eventually, though. You know. Because those lines are so clever. Somebody somewhere has to think, wow, that's funny. I'll ask more about this guy.
All right, this guy has a pretty funny response. It doesn't say his name, unfortunately, but he says, can we please have sex sometime in the very near future? The girl says, ew, no, I only swiped right because I liked that hat. And he says, what if I wore the hat? to which she never responded again.
I just said you can have the hat.
All right, I had one more story I wanted to get to before we go to break. We still have about 3 more minutes, but I'm kind of hung up on this right now. You guys want to hear a couple more?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this guy, Mark with a C.
Mark with a C? Like,
he says, yep, used to live in New Jersey. The girl says, I'm sorry. He says, nice, so tell me a bit about yourself. What kind of thongs are you into? And she just says, no. That one's not that good. How did that end up on here?
I don't know. Yeah. I was thinking maybe he was going to like cover it up and be like, oh no, I'm going to
go
say
punch Mark in the face for
like
stalling
that,
out my bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's like. Yeah, that's exactly what I would have assumed. Was like, it must have been an auto.
Are we missing
something like
here? Is there a joke in there that I just don't see?
I don't know. All right, you got another one?
Yeah. Oh, I got a couple more.
All right, cool.
Let me take a look at this one. This guy starts out his message to the girl. He says, dear candidate.
Candidate.
You have passed the first stage in the friends or stranger, in this case, with benefit scheme. To make it the next stage, you must answer the following questions. Number 1, favorite meal. Number 2, favorite sexual position. Number 3, stance on people's height. Number 4, big spoon or little spoon. And the last, good luck, I hope you pass to the next stage.
Wow.
I'm going to assume there's no response.
Of all the stuff
that we've
read so far, this one is exponentially more creepy.
That is so strange.
I've actually got one from personal experience that I thought was kind of humorous.
All right. Yeah?
Might not translate to the radio, though.
No, go for it.
This is a gentleman named Justin who sent a message strictly in emojis. First one is a
Did
banana.
You say emojis?
Yeah.
Emojis?
Emojis?
Emojis, whatever. Sorry, I don't use them. I don't know what they're called. But the first one is a picture of a banana. Second one is a hand kind of making a jerking motion.
Let me guess, the teardrops. They're
yeah,
like
teardrops. And then the third one is a female face followed by a question mark. So,
where he may be being what he thinks is clever, I think anyone would be able to discern the idea he's
oh, yes.
Yeah.
So this was sent at 1:19 in the morning, so I'm assuming right after the bar let him out, he decided, huh, this will be pretty funny.
Yeah, as he's finishing his last drink.
All right, this one's pretty good. This guy's name is Marshall.
Marshall.
Yeah. He says, hey, babe, what are you up to tonight? She said, hey, just doing uni work. I don't know what that means, but she said, just doing uni work.
University?
You? And he says, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really keen on fatties with big foreheads. When are we going to do this?
Oh, Marshall.
Oh, man.
Oof.
You know, if this really was a fatty, I mean, he could have probably played this right, and maybe you could have got somewhere.
Clearly.
Why would you? I mean, what if there's a girl that you're maybe interested in who is slightly heavyset? Why would you call her a fatty?
Yeah, he didn't want to mess around.
Terrible.
He was going straight for the throat on that one.
I thought this guy's was pretty funny. Did you fall from heaven? Because I want to have sex with you. Oh, well, we're already at 11 minutes. I have a couple other things I'm going to get to when we back. I had a story that when we get back that the Zach showed me. I thought it was pretty good. We're going to have a little bit of news with Andrew. I also have a bizarre food for this week. We'll see if we have time. I'm not sure if we'll get to it or not. But we'll be right back with you on 1190 AM. This is the Status Bro Show.
Stick around for more Bro Show here on 1190 AM.
And we're back on the Status Bro on 1190 AM KFXR, also streaming on the iHeartRadio app and iHeart.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And
Andrew Brogren.
Now, during the break, I was discussing with Zach something he brought up while we were at work today, and I really wanted to get into it. It was an article about a guy's schnutz, and it was a nightmare. It sounded like a legitimate nightmare to me. So I want to hear what everyone else thinks. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, sure. The article's titled, Swimmer Trapped by Beach Balls. Yeah. A man got a nasty surprise when he tried to get out of his deck chair and found his testicles had become stuck between two slats of wood. Mario Wisniak had been swimming naked off Vallalta Beach in Croatia. I guess it's a nude beach. I don't know.
Must be.
And his testicles had shrunk
in the
cool sea.
Or he's just very bold.
Yeah, the cold ocean waves, as it were. When he sat down, they slipped through the slats, and then, as he lay in the sun, expanded back to normal size. He was freed after he called beach maintenance services on his mobile phone, and they sent a member of staff to cut the desk chair in half. Deck chair in half.
So that was their solution. The guy has his nuts trapped in a chair. Which, I mean, come on, that would be a nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're stuck to a chair. Dude, that's horrible.
It doesn't even sound like something that I would ever think of that's even possible.
No. Well, I guess, to me, I was thinking, like, why didn't he, like, you know, grab a bottle of water or something and, like...
Try to freeze him down?
Yeah.
Well, what I thought of my micro solution for this problem was getting a, you know, the dusters you use to spray your keyboard and stuff like that? It's really cold.
Yeah, definitely.
I would think taking something like that and just spraying it all over my testicles.
Cash and prizes.
Yeah.
It's not just cold. It's like chemicals and stuff like that. I mean, spraying that all over your...
I got pretty tough... it's almost like... I feel like my scrotum is like Kevlar. I think it could resist something like that.
You know, I was thinking...
But that would have been my quickest solution. Or get a couple of ice cubes and rub them on there.
Yeah, you could even... I was thinking afterwards, you could even, like... You could just get up in the chair and, like, waddle over to the ocean and just, like, sit down in the water. Because, I mean, it's cold enough to, you know, start the process.
How is he going to pick up the chair?
Yeah, how are you going to pick up the chair and walk like that? Like, you can't. You're totally immobile.
You would have to have a bunch of people pick you up and carry you like a bat mitzvah.
Yeah, and you don't want that. Nobody's going to like that view.
No.
No. Seriously, though, it's a nightmare.
The guy's really lucky he happened to have his phone with him.
Yeah, I know.
What would you do if you didn't?
Cry for help.
I guess.
That's all you can do. Lay there and hope that hope things get better.
Still, I thought it was a pretty good story. Now let's go ahead and dive into our classic skill for the modern guy for this week.
The skill of the week.
Now, we usually vote on this kind of thing, and we can do that again this week. But I know last week Andrew wanted to hear quit your job.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Do you still stand by that, Andrew? Do you want to maybe hear something different?
No, that one's fine.
Quit your job. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
As you know, each week we discuss a skill that's described in this book, Man Up, 367 Classic Skills for the Modern Guy by Paul O'Donnell. And we've discussed a skill for the modern guy. We vote, but this week I'll go ahead and go with Andrew won last week. Or we can vote. It's up to you guys.
You know what? Yeah, let's hear some options. I'm still leaning towards quit your job, but I mean, what do you got?
All right.
Yeah. I'm curious.
How do I respond when the boss screams at me?
That may tie into quit your job.
A lot of these pertain. A lot of these are in the work category. How do I find my dream job?
What if
I don't want an office job? Let's see. How do I know if I'm not buying a clunker? This is relates to cars.
Mm.
5 ways a home should differ from a frat house. Man, these, I'm kind of stick. How do I save money? How do I get into day trading? How do I tell my friend I'm gay?
Wow.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, well, maybe we should save that for next week. I really want to
hear quit your job or gay trading. Oh, sorry, I read the day trading one.
Quit your job.
Quit your job?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do quit your job. Yeah. Page 124.
Really, I'm curious to see how this is a skill at all. It just seems like something you do, but... Well, maybe I'm wrong. I'm pretty immature.
It tells you how to make it.
Well, telling your friend you're gay, I mean, you kind of just do it. It's really more about how your friend reacts. There's no right way to say it if he's a homophobe.
Here's the thing. I like to think that when you have a skill, it's something you use a lot, you know? Like, it's something you cultivate and you're good at, right? But quitting your job, how many times are you going to quit your job in your life? Probably not that much. But you have a lot of friends to probably tell that you're gay.
Maybe you go out and get a part-time job just so you can practice quitting it.
All right, yeah. You know? Well, I guess
get ready for the big one.
Maybe you want to be really good at telling them that you're quitting.
Maybe.
You know how I quit at J. Crew? I called What's-Her-Face on the phone and told her I quit.
You didn't even go in face-to-face?
No, I explained to her why, but I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, can't do it. So.
That's okay.
Why did you quit?
I had mentioned to my boss, at work, and he basically told me, yeah, if you're going to work there, you cannot work here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I had to stick with my full-time gig.
Done and done, yeah.
All right. 137, how do I quit? Tell your immediate superior that you're leaving as soon as you know you're going to accept another offer. Do this in person. Making an appointment if necessary, and bring along a written letter of resignation, keep a copy for your own file, annotating it with the date you began working and your starting and finishing salary. This information is crucial the next time you update your resume. As you present the news, be polite but firm, putting only what the boss needs to know in the best light. That you've learned a lot, but you are moving on because your new job offers you an opportunity to raise the level of your game. And let the boss know first, lest the news spread before you can deliver it the way you want to. Remember, he gave you a chance once, and you may need this goodwill again. That could play in, Andrew. You may want to go back to J. Crew someday.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you would include any information. Is he talking about the salary? Because he started mentioning updating your resume. I would never put my salary information on my resume.
All right, well, let's continue. There's a little bit more here. Don't just be nice, be responsible. Leave a memo detailing the status of your current projects and make yourself available by phone to answer any questions. Then make a clean break. 2 weeks' notice is standard for entry-level and middle management jobs. Whatever date is determined, stick to it. You owe the boss no more than this, and staying longer only allows more time for bad feelings to crop up.
Hmm.
So far, I'm reasonably impressed with these goals they have each week. I think this is a good basic guideline. Is everyone going to do every one of these things? Of course not.
Nobody's perfect.
But you want to do as many as possible. You want to make as clean of a break as possible.
I guess I can get on board with that. Does it tell you actually how to write the resignation letter? Because that is something I have no idea how to do.
No,
the other ones kind of seem like common
knowledge. Well, it mentioned, you know, you want to put it in the most positive light. You don't want to tell them, you know, I'm quitting because I hate you, boss, or something like
right.
that. But
yeah.
Put them, you know, hey, you've taught me a lot, but I'm moving on.
Yeah. I suppose that's a good way to get a good nod in the future.
All right, well, we have a few minutes left on this program. I had a bit of a bizarre food here. I don't know who's going to try it. I'm going to try it. Andrew doesn't want to.
I'll try it.
Zach's going to try it. I was with a coworker of mine, Elise. She was on the show last week.
Yeah.
And there were these very attractive women promoting this product at a bar, a local bar on Fry Street in Denton. It was Lucky Lou's.
Lucky Lou's.
Yeah, Lucky Lou's. I'm sure we've all been there.
Of course.
And it's called...
Why did you go back to the Denton for? When did this happen?
At least wanted me to go to Pint Night one night at Lucky Lou's, so I went.
Okay. Last week?
Weren't you there? Oh, no, you weren't there.
No,
this
was
a long time ago.
Night.
This is several weeks ago.
Gotcha.
Why is Andrew giggling?
If Elise asked you to jump off a bridge, you would totally do
it.
See, his reaction proves I'm correct, doesn't it, Zach?
She asked me to go to that every week. I went to it once.
Every week.
Zach knows.
She's asked me to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Well, no. Zach has a girlfriend.
Mm.
But then again, so do you, really.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, so anyway, these chicks were promoting.
This is a shot similar to like a 5-hour energy, except it's not meant for energy. It's meant to resolve all of your hangover ills. It's called Forgiven. And it doesn't have B12 and caffeine and that kind of stuff that's meant to energize you. It has all these different things in it that are meant to balance you out the next day after a hangover, so that, or after a night of drinking, so that during your hangover you don't really feel the aftermath. And I don't know if it really works. I'm not hungover right now, but I want to know what it tastes like.
It's got to be horrible, right?
And if I'm really hungover tomorrow, which I very well may be, I'll drink the other shot and let you guys know next week how it works.
All right, fair enough.
The flavor is supposed to be mixed berry, but does the flavor really matter on something like this? No matter what, it's going to taste horrible.
Yeah, it's
gonna all know that.
That looks exactly like a 5-hour energy bottle, and that stuff tastes fine. I bet it's not going to be bad.
I'll take a sip. Zach, you want a sip?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'll step up.
Actually, let me shake it up a little. Oof, smells awful.
I think it's important.
Actually, you know what it smells like? It's a cross between baby food, like the formula that we drank, and a Nutri-Grain bar.
I hope it has nothing. I hope it tastes nothing like baby formula's horrible.
It smells nothing like a 5-hour energy. Let's go ahead and knock this down, and then we'll get to Andrew's news.
Baby formula.
The smell is remarkably off. I wasn't expecting.
I can kind of smell that from over here, and yes, that's much worse than
the smell is horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, wow. All right.
Down the hatch.
Yeah, down the hatch. I'm just going to go for it. Wow. That is...
You took a big gulp there. I heard several like... Gook, gook, gook,
yeah,
gook.
You know what it tastes like? Flintstone vitamins.
Dude, it really smells like a Nutri-Grain
bar.
See,
so it's actually not bad, though.
No, it's bad. It's just not great.
You think Flintstone's vitamins didn't taste good?
AJ, if I leave you a little swig in here, will you try it?
No. I said, dude, it's strictly a caffeine thing. I'm not scared of it.
If I tell you it was good,
there's no way.
Can you say that on the air?
Regine? So. Yes, I think I can.
You sure?
There's no B12 or caffeine. None of the stuff that's found in energy.
Well, give it a shot.
I don't trust it.
I don't know. It's not. Yeah, it's not bad. I guess it's not great.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No.
It does taste like Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah.
Come on, AJ. Have a sip.
No.
Be a sport.
I don't want to.
It's not going to keep you up all night.
I can still smell that, like, kind of off-putting scent that it's got. I don't know how it tastes, but the smell is not good.
All right, well, AJ is now the show clam. Make sure to remind me to change his status to that on Facebook first thing in the morning. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Now that we're in 22 minutes, how about your news, Andrew? You can at least do that.
All right, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. You guys talk amongst yourselves for just a moment.
Why do you do that? You know when we're getting down to the bottom tier of the show that I'm going to ask you for it.
Honestly, I didn't know if we were going to get to it this week. It seemed like we were kind of down to the wire there.
I believe I said we were going to rush through this to get to you. Okay. All right.
So my phone's letting up. A proud father's boast accompanies an image the U.S. Secretary of State on Tuesday called one of the most disturbing, stomach-turning, grotesque photographs ever displayed.
Is there a headline first? Just kind of curious.
Dad, a boy holding severed head, schizophrenic.
Okay.
That's my boy, Khalid Sharouf, wrote on Twitter alongside a photo of his 7-year-old son using both hands to hold up a man's severed head. It won't actually display the uncensored photo. I did search for that, but I couldn't find one. So I guess they're taking this pretty
seriously. I don't think our listeners really want to see it anyway.
Well,
nor do I.
They couldn't, given that it's an audio medium, Kevin. But anyways. The photo, since removed from Twitter, was supposedly taken in Raqqa, a Syrian city in the stranglehold of Islamic State militants, where the Australian father has taken his young family to join the fight. So,
for the record, I meant how we hold pictures up on Ustream. We share pictures through the Facebook. I didn't think people could literally see what we're talking about. Anyway, that one's not that great. Keep
That's
going.
That's my boy. Wow.
Yeah, we got time for one more.
Okay. This one's a bit involved, but so I'll get through as much of it as I can.
Sure.
Sorry, it's...
Do you have one more after this? Or is this your last one?
I have another one, yeah.
Okay.
But baby monitors offer parents comfort in knowing their children are safe in their cribs, but one Ohio family experience with their unit was so terrifying, it could lead you to rethink your own wireless security. I'm going to skip over some information. Heather and Adam Schreck were in for surprise earlier this month when they say they awoke in the middle of the night to a hacker's voice coming from their 10-month-old daughter's monitor. All of a sudden, I heard what sounded like a man's voice, but I was asleep, so I wasn't sure. When she looked at her phone to check the camera, Heather said it was moving on its own, and that's when the most terrifying thing happened. About the time I saw it moving, I also heard a voice again start screaming at my daughter. Wake up, baby! Wake up! Then just screaming at her, trying to wake her up. Adam then rushed into the baby's room, at which point he told the news that the camera turned to him and the man's voice began screaming obscenities.
The terrified parents subsequently unplugged the camera in an effort to stop the intrusion. They naturally feel violated as a result of the experience and believe someone hacked into the monitor from outside. I gotta say,
well,
that actually
is extremely creepy.
Yeah, that would...
That's terrifying.
That would scare the S out of me.
Very,
certainly.
Very somber stories from Andrew this week, but I still enjoyed them. Either way, I'm going to go ahead and have to call it for this week. We're at the end of our program. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined, as always, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks, guys.
Our other co-host, Andrew.
Don't hack baby monitors, Internet.
And we will be with you guys next week with brand new content here on 1190 AM KFXR. You're listening to The Status Bro.